Islamic beliefs. In our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Our Islamic Beliefs And as you know by now in each episode we are hearing about the correct beliefs that a Muslim must possess and Muslim must have to ensure salvation and safety in the Akhirah. Inshallah, in this episode, we are going to hear about important points of belief regarding prophethood, Nabuwa. Meaning Allah Ta'ala sent many, many Anbiya alayhim as-salam. And they all came with this maqsad, this purpose of guiding us towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these blessed personalities who were chosen from amongst all of creation, what beliefs should we have regarding them? So inshallah, let us begin. In Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned various Anbiya alayhim as-salam in numerous maqamat. If you look at the ta'rif of iman itself, What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us about iman? He said, "أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر." To believe in Allah and His angels and His revealed books and His messengers and the final day. So we believe in the messengers. We believe in the prophets alayhi wasallam. First of all, the most important thing we need to know regarding prophets and messengers alayhi wasallam is the difference between the figures. So the Rasul, the messengers, alayhim as-salam, they were between 313 and 315. And other aqwal have been mentioned as well. As for the Anbiya, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, in one narration it says 124,000. This is why our ulama of Islam have said, do not specify a figure. Do not say that this is the exact amount of prophets and messengers that arrived in this world. In fact, what you should say is, if you mention any of the narrations with the figures mentioned, you should say approximately. Why? Because if you say exactly that amount, and there were less Anbiya or more Anbiya, then you have negated some of them. Or you have added some to the total figure. So the muhtat position, the cautious approach by the ulama is that one should mention approximately 124,000 prophets and messengers. So as we heard, these prophets and messengers, alayhi wasalam, came to deliver the message of tawheed, monotheism, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came to prevent people from falling into polytheism, shirk, meaning they came to teach people not to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to consider anyone else worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah ta'ala sent them. And this series of sending prophets and messengers continued. And in Bani Israel, Allah ta'ala sent numerous prophets, alayhi wasalam. Sometimes in the same era at one time and sometimes with delay, meaning after a certain period. So approximately 124,000 prophets and messengers alayhi wasalam arrived in this world. And from these prophets, some are messengers. So you're hearing these two terms, prophets and messengers. Now, to clarify, every messenger of Allah is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger of Allah. That's why we've mentioned that Rusul, they are approximately a few more than 300. Every messenger was given a risala, messengership, along with prophethood as well. And this risala is what distinguishes the messengers, alayhi wasalam, from the prophets. This gives them sharaf, greater sharaf than a prophet. A prophet who is not a rasul. So a rasul is afzal, superior to a prophet. And this is mentioned in the Quran, that some have superiority over others. Allah Ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. That these messengers, we gave fadilah, we gave excellence to some over others. So even amongst the messengers, the 300 or so messengers, in one narration it says 313, even amongst them there is a categorization in terms of their rank, their daraja. And in the Quran, in regards to our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we sent you as a mercy to all the worlds. Whereas the other Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were sent to particular nations, particular areas. And as for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And we sent you to all people. So this shows the generality of his messengership, how it encompasses everyone. Him being a mercy for the worlds encompasses everyone, all creation. And if you look at ahadith as well in this regard, you'll find many ahadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, himself mentioned his fadila over the other Anbiya alayhi wasallam. In one narration he says, Musa alayhi wasallam is Kalimullah, Isa alayhi wasallam is Ruhullah, Ibrahim alayhi wasallam is Khalilullah. And then when the Sahaba were there and he addressed them, he said, Ala wa ana Habibullah. Take heed, and I am the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi wasallam said, Ana awwalu shafi'in. I am the first to intercede on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also mentioned how liwa'ul hamd, the flag of praise, will be in his blessed hand on the Day of Judgment. And beneath that flag, even Ibrahim alayhi wasallam will be there. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will be there. So the excellences of the Prophet alayhi salam were mentioned by him himself. The revival of Islam, Imam Ahli Sunnat Mawlana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah has written a complete booklet on this topic, a complete book, and it's entitled Tajalli al-Yaqeen bi anna nabiyyana sayyidul mursaleen. And he's clarified using numerous evidences and proofs that our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the master of all the messengers. He is the leader of all the messengers. And how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the reason for them being granted nabuwa in the first place. In this book, Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma mentions 100 ahadith to prove this position of the Ahlul Sunnah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all the messengers. And obviously these books of Allah Hazrat, not everyone can read, or not everyone has access, or everyone is not a scholar who has a library where he can access these books and take time out to read them. So even in his poetry, Allah Azza Ali Rahma mentioned this aqeedah, this belief of ours, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest of all messengers, where in his poetry, in his famous poem, Sabse Aula Ho Aala Hamara Nabi, Sabse Bala Wala Hamara Nabi, خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسول اور رسولوں سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is the leader of all the messengers. Allah is saying سب سے اولا و اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی. Our Prophet عليه السلام is the loftiest. He has the highest rank. And then he says the اولیاء greater than the rest of the creation. Sorry, it's quite good. The اولیاء are greater than the laymen, generality of creation. But then greater than the awliya are the rusul, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the messengers of Allah from amongst them, or rasulun se'ala, hamara nabi, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the greatest of all the messengers as well. So this is aqeedah as well, that Allah ta'ala has granted fadila to some anbiya alayhi wa sallam over others. And our Prophet alayhi wa sallam is the greatest from amongst them. So if you were to briefly summarize, what is the difference between a rasul and a Nabi? The ulama have said, a prophet is that individual who a Sharia is revealed to, and he may or may not be given the command to do tabligh, propagate it. Whereas a Rasul is the one who is given a Sharia is revealed to him, and he's also commanded to do tabligh of that Sharia as well. So that's the difference between a Nabi and a Rasul. So all Muslims must believe that the Anbiya alayhi salam are sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this purpose of inviting towards Tawheed. And it's necessary, it's a part of our aqeedah, to show utmost respect to the Anbiya alayhi salam. The slightest bit of disrespect, tawheen, insult towards a Nabi or Rasul, renders one out of the fold of Islam. So the ta'zeem of a Nabi and a Rasul is fard, is obligatory. And Islam does not permit at all disrespecting any Nabi or Prophet. Now think about it, as devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we cannot even think of disrespecting any Nabi. And rejecting any one Prophet or Messenger of Allah is disrespect of the others. So look at those previous nations. They believed in Isa alayhi salam. They claimed they believe in Isa alayhi salam, or those who claim to believe in Musa alayhi salam. But then when our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived, graced the world with his blessed presence, they did not believe in him. They rejected him. So that's rejecting a prophet, and that's disrespect of a prophet. Them saying that we believe in Isa alayhi salam or we believe in Musa alayhi salam, this will not lead to salvation. They have to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we believe in all the Prophets alayhi wa sallam, those who were sent in the past, and our final Prophet, the last of all the Prophets, the seal of the Prophets, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So believing every Prophet is a core part of our Iman, our faith. We cannot disrespect or reject any Nabi alayhi salam. Another aqeedah is that for Nabi, wahi, revelation is necessary. And receiving wahi, wahyun nubuwa, this is khas to the prophets and messengers alayhi salam. Meaning a non-prophet can never receive wahi, revelation. This is a khas of the prophets alayhi salam. Yes, non-anbiya alayhi salam, non-prophets can be inspired with knowledge. Ilqa, ilham, other words are used as well. But wahi, in the sense that it's used for the Anbiya alayhi salam, this is not permissible for a non-prophet. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, how wahi is for the Anbiya alayhi salam. And we know it's either via angels or without angels. What is the verse of the Quran? وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُحْيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. And it's not possible for any person that Allah speak to him except through revelation or behind the veil of excellence, the veil of honor, or Allah Ta'ala sends a messenger, meaning an angel, and that angel, with the command, the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reveals or conveys that revelation wherever Allah wants. Indeed, Allah is lofty and wise. So in this verse, we're told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks only to the prophets alayhi wasalam. So this speaking is wahi. Of course, this is either via an angel or without an angel, as was explained. Another aqidah regarding nabuwa is that this is not kasbi, this is ata'i. What we mean here is that nabuwa, prophethood, cannot be acquired. You cannot work towards it. You cannot strive and try to gain nabuwa. This is Allah Ta'ala's decision, pre-eternal decision, who He grants nubuwa to. And the person who is granted nubuwa, this is the ata'a of Allah, this is the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. And Allah Ta'ala chose the best people for this. Meaning this rank of prophethood was reserved for those people, was for those people, but Allah Ta'ala made them capable of that maqam of nubuwa as well. Allah Ta'ala made those prophets free from uyub, defects and faults. Allah Ta'ala kept them pure from impure actions and impurities. Allah Ta'ala made them ma'soom, sinless, infallible. So we know that from creation, the prophets alayhi wasalam and the angels are ma'soom. They cannot sin. And besides these two creations, meaning the prophets alayhi wasalam and the angels alayhi wasalam, other creations can sin. And that's why the awliya, Allah Ta'ala protects them. They're not ma'soom, but they're mahfooz. Mahfooz is a word used for them. Masoom are only Anbiya alayhi salam and the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now some of the kuffar, they would object. Why did Allah make so-and-so a prophet? Meaning they would not accept the message of that prophet, but they would say, why? It should have been someone from our area, our group, our tribe, our clan. So they would do i'tirad, they would object. Allah Ta'ala revealed a verse of the Quran. For example, Walid bin Mughira, in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, if anyone was to be given prophet, it should have been me, Ma'adhallah. This is what he said. That I am, in terms of age, older, and I have more wealth. Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah knows full well where he placed his risala, his messengership, meaning who he made a prophet. So this is from Allah. It's not dependent on someone having money or someone being from a particular nation. This is the fadl, the mahad fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mere grace of Allah jalla wa ala, who he chooses. And the one he chooses is free from every ayub, free from every repugnant action, repugnant trait. He is the most perfect of the people in his time, in terms of character, in terms of mannerism, in terms of his intellect, in terms of his decision making, in terms of his wisdom, everything from all aspects. Now, he doesn't swear, he doesn't lie, he doesn't steal, all of these evil actions, that Prophet is far from them. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is Khatamun Nabiyyin, he is the seal of the Prophets. No Prophet is to come after him. Now one aqidah regarding the Anbiya alayhi wasallam is that Nubuwa cannot be taken away from a Prophet. Once it has been granted, it cannot be taken away. That person will forever be a prophet in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a rasul, whoever has been granted messengership, will always be a rasul. This will never separate from that prophet or messenger, this attribute of nubuwah or risala. So these things we should learn, or we must learn. They're indispensable. As a Muslim, we need to learn these things regarding our deen. And we will continue to hear them as well. In the coming episodes, we'll hear about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll hear about him being the greatest of all the messengers, which we've touched upon in this episode too. We'll hear about the ilmul ghaib, the knowledge of the unseen possessed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all of these things we need to learn about. And here in this episode, we were hearing that a prophet will always remain a prophet, all the way till Qiyamah and beyond as well. Another aqeedah regarding the Anbiya alayhi wasallam is that they are alive in their graves. And they are alive with haqiqi life, real life. And death came to them to fulfill the command of Allah, but it was only for a moment. Then Allah Ta'ala restored their lives, and they have greater lives in Alam al-Barzakh, in their graves, than the lives of this world. They are alive in the graves, and they are given sustenance. The hadith in Musnad Abi Ya'la says, Al-Anbiya'u ahya'un fi quburihim yusallun. Anbiya alayhi wasallam are alive and they pray in their graves. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you send salat upon me, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, send salat upon me because it reaches me. And one companion asked, this is whilst you are amongst us, but when you pass away, when you depart from this world, what about then? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even then. And he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَنْ تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ. Indeed, Allah has forbidden the earth to consume the blessed bodies of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah is alive and he is given sustenance, subhanallah. And their bodies are salamat, are sound in their graves. There's no decomposing of the blessed bodies or anything like that. These are the chosen creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must have the right aqeedah regarding them. And as for the narration about them praying in their graves, on the night of Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he passed by the sand dunes and he saw Musa alayhi salam in his grave performing salah. Again, this is a proof that the Anbiya alayhi salam are alive in their graves. And this is understood. If we read the Quran, if we try to understand it, we try to read it, we will come to this conclusion. Look at the rank of the martyrs in Islam. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And do not even say that those who are slain in the way of Allah are dead. Don't consider those who are slain or killed in the way of Allah as dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Rather, they are alive, but you do not comprehend. So here it says, do not say that they are dead. In another verse of the Quran regarding the martyrs, it says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. That do not even think like this. Do not even think that those who have been slain in the way of Allah are dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord, they receive sustenance. So first of all, it says, do not say. Then it says, do not think. Now ask yourself, is the rank of a martyr greater or the rank of a prophet, alayhi salam, greater? So when this is the maqam of the martyrs in Islam, that they are considered alive, you cannot even say that they are dead, you cannot even think that they are dead, then what about the prophets, alayhi salam, who hold a superior rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And no doubt a prophet, a messenger is afdal, is greater, superior than a shaheed, a normal shaheed or non-prophet. So therefore, we reach this conclusion that the Anbiya alayhi salam are alive in their graves, and as you heard in light of hadith as well, that they receive sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will conclude there. Until next time, may Allah ta'ala protect us, preserve us, and keep our aqeedah forever correct and in line with the teachings of Islam and Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs, we find our way, guided by faith.